Ours to Protect. Brought to you by LMFM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect, a series dedicated to climate change and action. Today it's all about food waste, which has a hugely negative impact on planet Earth and its inhabitants. We'll hear what some school children have to say a little later, but first here's Abby O'Callaghan, Policy Director with environmental charity Voice Ireland, who manages the Zero Waste Communities programme incorporating food waste. Our conversation began with Abby contexting the amount of food we waste here in Ireland.
Here in Ireland, we waste 835,000 tonnes of food waste every year. I know that's hard to put into context and hard to imagine, but if you look at it on a global level, roughly a fifth of all food waste is wasted. What they're finding is that over a billion meals a day are wasted.
Isn't that shocking to contemplate when you think that there are so many people who go without, have no food, basic one meal a day? It's horrendous.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, there are lots of issues with food waste, a massive amount of issues with food waste. But one of them is the global injustice of it all. If you have a billion meals being thrown away every single day, and currently there's 800 million people going hungry, you know, it doesn't make any sense, really, does it? So that's part of our project, was how to look at food waste. When we were looking at the statistics around this, we found that this United Nations Environment Programme report, the one that found the about the fifth of the food going wasted, found that 60% of this is from a household level. So there's a lot that can be done to make a difference, you know. And so this is how we came to our project, looking at ways we can make a difference on a community level, what we can do, you know, as communities across Ireland to make a difference.
So Waste Not, Want Not is the campaign. How can I, or people listening to us today, make a difference in the home to start off?
First of all, I feel that understanding why this is a problem is worthwhile, you know, because people often don't think about it. It's a little bit of food here, a little bit of food there. They don't really realize exactly how much it's adding up and don't really think about why this might be a problem. Now, we're an environmental organization, so obviously our kind of starting point is looking at things from an environmental perspective. And I suppose if you think about it, if you're throwing away a large proportion of foods, you know, or some proportion of your foods, this food land is taken up all over the world. You know, half of the world's land area is for food production. So this leads to biodiversity loss in this land, resource use, you know, use of the land, use of the water, use of energy to grow this food, then packaging of this food, which is largely plastic based, which is oil based, transport across the world, which again has impacts on the environment, only then for, you know, maybe, you know, a fifth of it to end up in the bin, you know. It's just a larger waste, you know, and a big environmental impact. And then, of course, there's an economic cost as well on an individual level. In Ireland, the €700 is thrown away in food every year. So it's quite, you know, it's a substantial enough amount, really, isn't it? You know, just to be kind of chucking in the bin. So I suppose there are a few reasons for this on a household level. It would be, you know, overbuying because of, you know, inadequate planning, not making a list or impulse buying or going with special offers. Overcooking and storage issues and not using leftovers. The things to do in a way are pretty simple, and it's just actually putting them into practice. So check what you already have in your fridge and your cupboards before you go shopping, and then plan your meals for the week, you know, using what you already have, and make a list. Think about your food labels, you know. Best before doesn't mean you can't eat it after that point. It's only with the use by you can't eat it after that point. So kind of make sure you understand that you're not kind of throwing out things that are still good, still edible. And of course, use your common sense, you know, to see what you could eat. And then when you go shopping, buy what you need. Try and avoid any kind of special offers, you know, if you're not sure that you'll use them, you know, three for the price of two. If you're not going to use the three, consider not buying them. And then, of course, there's storing the food properly when you get home. There's lots of information online around that. and using leftovers. Leftovers is a big source of food waste. You know, people have the best of intentions, but don't always make use of them. So maybe focusing on using leftovers for lunches or to make new meals, or freezing portions. And then, of course, looking at portion sizes, making sure you're not overcooking. Because I think people often want to, you know, give as much as they can to people, but sometimes people go and give a bit more than people could actually eat for their meals, you know.
€700 per household we are throwing away each year.
Yeah, it's quite a bit, really, isn't it? I mean, I'm sure there are better uses for €700.
Yes.
Think of more fun things to do with €700.
Where do you stand on the whole area of the brown bin and food going in there, or composting food? What's your view on that?
Well, I suppose there'll always be unavoidable food waste. You know, there's going to be peelings for a starter. You know, it's not like you can avoid all food waste. And of course, it will occur. And those of us with children will know that it can be quite tricky in that respect. You want to provide them with a balanced meal. You want to put food on their plate, but they're not necessarily going to eat it all. So we will have always food waste. So what to do with that? It's really important to either put it in a home compost or in make use of your curbside brown bin. So everybody in the country now that has a curbside waste collection should have a brown bin. At one point, it was only people living within urban areas, but now even people living in rural areas, their waste provider should have given them a brown composting bin. It's a great way to a great place to put your food waste, because if it goes into the black bin, if it goes into landfill, it contributes to greenhouse gas emissions through methane. Whereas if it's put into your brown bin, you can actually get like a usable positive outcome of it. The production of compost, something useful comes out of the end of it, you know. And of course, if you have a garden yourself, you can use a composter in your garden. Home composters, of course, don't take everything like cooked meat, whereas your curbside brown bin will take all of those.
Yes, it's so important to heed the actions Abby suggests. It's inevitable. There will be food waste. However, home composting is a fantastic way to deal with aspects of waste. But food itself can also be attractive to pests and rodents. Harp Renewables are a company based in Meath who supply biodigesters to businesses and home composters for domestic use. Jerry McDonnell explains what the Harp Home Composter does.
So our machines basically break down your food waste and make it into an organic fertiliser in 24 hours. So they work on a process of a couple of things happening. It's been heated up. It gets a mix. It's our own proprietary enzyme goes in at the start. Food waste goes in. It starts to decompose with the mixing and the enzymes and all the jazz that's going on inside. It's fully enclosed, so there's no methane gas escaping. It's like proper composting. And then it breaks down your food waste in 24 hours. So we've arranged machines from the one for your house to big, huge, large industrial machines that'll do 5 and 10 and 15 and 20 tonne a day. Composting is all about time and temperature. So your composters, your compost heap out in the back garden. So once you get up the temperatures, the time shortens down. You're one at home in the garden. If you were to stick a probe in it there during the summer, probably hitting around 35 degrees. You're talking, and that's the very centre of it.
Yes.
So you're talking, as you come out then, it's going to be cooler. So that's why you have to keep mixing them. That's where the work comes into it. And some people love it. Some, we meet them at Bloom there every year. I have my own compost and I said, no bother to you, keep at it. Do you know, they love it. And other people just haven't the time, they haven't the energy, they haven't the experience. And then that's where our machine slots in. Stick it in your back kitchen, your garden shed, your garage. Bring your food waste out every day. The household ones will take 2 kilos a day, which is loads for a family of 6 or 8. And if you're wasting more than that, you're wasting too much food.
After 24 hours, what will I have? What will be there?
So you have it broken down probably back into its natural state as food is grown from the ground. So it goes back into the ground. So it breaks into a light brown powder material.
In 24 hours?
In 24 hours, yeah. Yeah.
This is amazing.
Yeah. So our home composter, it will take you 6 or 8 weeks because of the breakdown of the food. So your home composter will take 2 kilos a day.
Yeah.
But it'll break that 2 kilos down into about 200 grams.
Mm.
So it takes you a couple of weeks to get the body of the machine filled up.
Yes.
So you only empty it every 2 or 3 weeks.
Yes.
You'd empty it out. You'd get 4 or 5 kilos out of it.
Okay.
And you never empty it fully. The enzymes keep regenerating themselves. It's like your sourdough bread. It's simple like that to
and walk. That is a home composter. That's rather than the biodigester.
Well, the biodigesters are the next level up. Biodigesters for your restaurants, hotels, large food processing plants. Both of them work off the same. It's heat, mixing, our own proprietary enzyme and air being drawn through it.
Is it ideal perhaps to place it in a utility or garage outside?
Utility, garage, garden shed. You know what I mean? It's out of your road. It's probably the size of maybe a 50 litre bin kind of thing that you'd have under your kitchen counter.
Yes.
That kind of size.
That size. So it's not big. It won't take up an awful lot of space. Now, you mentioned the bucket you brought in there, because that is a bucket of the end product. Infusion is the name on it. And I've opened that before we went on there, felt it, smelt it, etc. I'm amazed because there's only a sweetness. Yeah. Can I describe that? A sweetness of it, nothing else.
There's an earthy smell, there's a coffee smell, OXO cube kind of smell. There's a deep earthy smell of it that you kind of...
Sweet to my nose.
Yeah.
Those others maybe to other people as well.
Because you're used to your garden and you're interested in it.
I am.
That kind of stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
It does what it says on the tin. Yes, we're talking food waste under Ours to Protect today. Stay with us as we go back to school next. Welcome back to Ours to Protect, where we're focusing on food waste today. St Oliver's Primary School in Drogheda are big into environmental education and have a Green School committee of students who talk here about food waste. But first, teacher and coordinator Alana McVeigh talks to us about how they handle food in the school.
So every day the children receive a hot lunch and a snack from a company called Fresh Today. So in the morning they would get apples, oranges, other types of fruit, maybe crackers or rice cakes. And then at big lunch they get a hot lunch. We realised last year when we were doing our Green School project that there was a lot of hot lunch waste left over. And unfortunately it can't be reheated, so it ended up just going in the bin. So our Green School committee decided that it would be a good idea for the children to go online and cancel their lunch if they didn't want it, or other spare lunches could be sent home. And what we have done with our cold lunches, so things like fruit that is left over or any packaged goods, we contacted Drogheda Homeless Aid, and every Friday the spare lunch is sent to them, so there's no waste left over. And last week we also contacted Drogheda Feeds the Homeless, who work on Wednesday evenings in outside St Peter's Church, and so they are very happy to take the food as well, so it makes sure at the end of the week there's no food waste left, because the price of food has gone crazy and the children don't like to waste the food either. So, yeah, it was a great team effort last year from the Green School Committee.
Terrific. And in terms of, you know, your waste in the school in general, brown bins have come in, I know, for a domestic setting. Do you have a brown bin operating in the school here for what? You know, you can't eliminate absolutely everything.
Well, we did used to have a compost bin, but in the summertime it was attracting a lot of bees and wasps, and we have a lot of children with allergies, so we had to get rid of it, unfortunately. So we make sure that the children actually take home all of their own lunches. So if they have a brown bin at home, they're able to put it in then when they go home.
So it's zero waste here in St. Oliver's.
That's what we aim for.
But with the cooperation of the children themselves, that's great, isn't it? That they have the brown bin at home and they make sure that it goes to the proper place then.
Exactly. Yeah, and it fits all in with our recycling and all of our Green School policies.
Great. We have some of the students here on the Green School Committee today, Ava and Tess. And Ava and Tess have spoken to us previously on Ours to Protect. Can I ask you a couple of questions first? Do you eat the crusts on your bread?
Sometimes it matters what you're putting on the bread.
Okay, so depending on what's on the bread, you do eat the crust by times?
Yeah.
Do you like the crust?
Sometimes.
And if you don't eat them, where do they go?
They go to the brown bin and then they get composted.
Absolutely. Tess, what about you? I'm going to ask you the same questions. Do you eat the crust on your bread?
Yes.
Always?
Yeah.
You love the crust?
Yes.
Good woman yourself. What about the heel? You know the heel in the bread, the ends of the bread. Do you like the heel?
Yes.
You do? And you eat those as well?
Yeah.
If you have a pizza, tell me this. Do you like the crust on the pizza?
Yeah, I always eat the crust.
The best bit about a pizza.
There you go. So there's no waste in the pizza. And what about you, Tess?
I love the crust as well.
Oh, Tess is unbelievable. Anyway, what about food waste? What did you want to say to me about food waste?
So it's good to not waste food, because you shouldn't just waste food because you don't want to eat it. Because there's some people that don't get as much food as we do, so we should be thankful. And then if like it's just leftovers and you can compost that, and it would be good for the environment.
Okay, so there's no waste. It's given to people who need it if it's left over, and composting happens as well. Tess, what about you? Do you have a brown bin?
Yes, I do.
And what goes into the brown bin?
Lots of, we put in like spare food that like after my Nana Ann's dinners, and like food that's like all rot, like gone all bad, and like banana peels and stuff like that.
Yes, banana peels and the peels from potatoes and things like that. That all goes into your brown bin.
Yeah.
Isn't it fantastic? So we have a lot of bins at home now, but the brown bin is a very important bin. Food waste in the school here. We heard your teacher, Alana, there telling us about what happens here. It's great that the food, none of the food goes to waste, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's great. It's a great policy. Anything else, Ava, to say to me about food waste?
I think you should set, like, maybe if like your family is doing a lot of food waste, you should try like set a goal to try not get to try lower down food waste and try compost more and all.
So a compost bin, if you had a compost bin at home to compost stuff, and if you had the brown bin as well, that's the ideal.
Yeah, that's really good, because then nothing goes to waste, and it's good for nothing to go to waste because it's just good for the environment.
It absolutely is. So no food waste is really good and really important here at St. Oliver's Primary School?
Yes, it is, because there's so many kids, and like it's really hard to keep like all the food waste good, but somehow somehow there is about only a little bit of food waste like every day, and that's good.
It really is good. So it's important for everybody, isn't it, Tess?
Yeah, very important.
Very important. Alana, some of your Green School Committee there giving us their opinions and their ideas, and they're well aware of how important this is as an issue.
They really are, and we did a huge project on it last year, and we actually reduced our hot food lunch waste by 66%. So it was a huge success for the school.
Great to hear. Well done, St. Oliver's. Sophie Morris is an influencer with more than 500,000 followers on Instagram. They trust her when it comes to food and shopping. Here's Sophie offering advice on avoiding food waste.
I think that people totally underestimate the freezer aisle. Like, the freezer aisle has some gems in there. You know, like, I am a big proponent of buying like frozen veg, for instance. You know, how often do you buy fresh veg and it ends up, you know, some of it gets wasted in the fridge because it goes bad too quickly or whatever. Like, frozen veg retains its nutrients, so it's often more nutrient dense. It's so economical to buy. You're not getting the waste. And shopping in the freezer aisle, I mean, I definitely think to save money, you know, waste is a big issue. There's so much food is wasted, you know, in Irish households annually. And I think that it does take a bit of effort, but planning, like you said, writing your list, planning your meals, planning your snacks, doing a bit of prep and freezing food before it kind of wastes away, I think can really help save money.
Yes, all positive from Sophie Morris when it comes to minimizing food waste. Louise Walsh returned to the classroom at St. Patrick's and St. Bridget's Primary Schools to find out what students there understood about food waste.
Now, I'm here with members of the Student Council of St. Bridget's and St. Patrick's National School in Drogheda. We're going to talk about food waste today, and I want to know everything that you know about food waste, because I haven't a clue, okay? So you're going to educate me. Who wants to tell me, first of all, what is food waste? Okay, Nathan?
Food waste is basically when people do not eat all their food and it goes to waste.
In your own households, what typically would you think be the most food that goes into the bin?
Foods that go bad fast, like yogurts and milk.
Thanks, Isabel. And Hannah?
Leftover dinner.
And would there be... Okay, and do you know what's bad about food waste? Why should we be concerned about it?
We should be concerned about food waste because there's a lot of people in need who need their food, and we should all be eating our food.
The average family in Ireland, guys, throws in the bin €700 worth of food every year. Were you aware of that? No. And also another thing is, I think if it goes to landfill, it releases a lot of dangerous gases into the air, which can cause effect for climate change as well. At home, would each of you leave much on your plates, or do you eat your crusts, or is there anything individually you kind of think of that you might be able to do to help reduce food waste in your own home?
I usually finish my food, even the crust and stuff. I like the crust of the bread.
Well, I like you, because my kids won't eat the crusts, I tell you. And is there anything that you know that we can do to help reduce food waste, either in the homes, in the school, or even out and about?
We can use the food, like if like the banana's gone bad, you can just bake banana bread, or like get some bread and like crumble it up and sprinkle it on stuff.
You can get soft apples that you don't like and just like cut them up and pop them onto the stove and make apple pie.
We can reduce plastic package and try and make all the food have paper packaging, because there's a lot of plastic and we would rather have paper because plastic is bad for the environment.
Who's going to tell me what kind of foods that you put in the brown bin? Who's going to tell me what foods?
Peels of the vegetables that you don't need, maybe rotten vegetables, things that have gone bad can go in the food waste.
Okay, anything else?
Eggshells.
What else can we do to kind of reduce food waste or help use food in other ways?
Instead of throwing out your eggshells, you can mash them up and sprinkle over your soil, or leftover coffee grains, you can just like sprinkle over your soil.
Let's say you have leftover bread that you don't want to eat, you can just give it to the birds.
So we get school lunches here, but we don't have a compost bin ourselves, so we'd be definitely looking in, as Glanmore has said. They will like provide and have a collection, a local waste collection for the compost bins.
As Isabel was talking about the compost bins, they were doing it, they turn it into energy, so it's really useful.
When you go shopping, check your kitchen and make a list so you don't buy like another packet of yogurt if you have another one at home, because that's food waste.
Do any of your parents buy too much, do you think?
My mum buys a little bit too much pasta sometimes.
Tell me, if you have loads of extra sandwiches, or if you had a party and you had sandwiches or extra chicken curry or anything like that, what could you do with it?
We can give it to the homeless, and we can give it to our friends or anyone who needs it, like our neighbours.
Some great suggestions there from the sixth class students on the Green School Students' Council. Thanks to Sia, Ilya, Eve, Hannah, Isabel and Nathan. And a special word for teachers Rebecca Sexton and Maura Devine. Food waste. It's time for all of us to play our part. That's it for this month. We'll be back in October with the final episode of Ours to Protect.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisión na Meán with a television licence fee and is a partnership between LMFM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.